The World This Week. Business.
Saudi Arabia sought to assure markets that oil production levels would return to normal within weeks following the attack on two oil facilities, which cut around 5.7 million barrels of oil a day from output. Analysts are skeptical that production can recover in such a short time span. The attack had caused a huge spike in the price of Brent crude.
The Federal Reserve sliced its benchmark interest rate for the second time within 2 months by another quarter of a percentage point to a range of between 1.75% and 2%. There has been mounting evidence that uncertainty over trade is starting to drag on the economy, especially manufacturing. But with services flourishing and consumer spending buoyant, two of the Fed's rate setters voted against a cut.
Earlier, the Fed injected billions of dollars into the financial system because of an unexpected shortfall of cash available to banks, leading to a surge in the repo rate for overnight loans. It was the Fed's first such surprise intervention in money markets since the financial crisis.
The chief economist of the European Central Bank defended its decision to cut interest rates and restart its quantitative easing scheme amid fierce criticism from Germany and the Netherlands. The ECB reduced its main rate to minus 0.5%, taking it further into negative territory. Jens Weidmann, the head of Germany's Bundesbank, said the ECB had overreacted to the Eurozone's slowdown. Bild, a German newspaper, lampooned Mario Draghi, the ECB's soon-to-retire president, as Count Dragila, lamenting the horror for prudent savers who are being sucked dry. Mr. Draghi steps down on Halloween.
Purdue Pharma filed for bankruptcy protection, part of a tentative settlement it has reached with 24 states and thousands of local governments to resolve claims that the aggressive marketing of its OxyContin painkiller contributed to America's opioid crisis. Under its bankruptcy plan, the drug maker will become a public trust and the Sackler family will relinquish ownership. Purdue says the settlement is worth $10 billion, but that is not enough for the two dozen states, including California and New York, that are contesting the agreement.